This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our flagship radio station, from the Salem Media Group office. And I'm sitting in here right now, the studio. By the way, I'm going to take a picture of the studio one of these times and put it out there on Facebook. I've done it a couple times, but you haven't seen how big the studio is I'm sitting in. It's a pretty good-sized studio. So anyway, we are broadcasting to great radio stations around the country, as well as around the world via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, don't forget, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thank you so very much for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. And you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab. Parler, we're on there as at the Captain's America. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Maria is in the chat room. She's posting her dog, her dog's picture. I'm going to bring Kyle in here for a minute. You see that?
I do. That's right.
That's the Easter Bunny.
That's the Easter Bunny. Or he's looking, saying, I think he went that away.
He's looking for the Easter Bunny. That's what it is. Okay. All right. Well, let's say the pledge again. Everyone, you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. By the way, before I move on, hello to LJ in Michigan. It's a lot warmer down here than it is up there, even though we're going to get a little, our feet going to get a little nippy today. In the morning, it'll warm up later in the afternoon. And by Monday, we're back into the middle 70s. And by Tuesday or Wednesday, back into the 80s. So there you go. And that's Florida weather, right?
That's right, yes.
All right. Now, the agencies along the border, doesn't matter who you want to pick, any that you want, and especially in Texas, where Governor Greg Abbott has taken upon himself to fill the gap down there where the Border Patrol can't be, to try to at least curtail these people. Now, they can't turn them around, and they can't take them into custody, but they can hold them for the Border Patrol, which is what they do, because the law is very specific on that. Now, agencies crushed by the surge right now and that are overwhelmed by the immigrants, the illegal immigrants is what they're being called. Migrants is actually what they're being called by the government. You got to love that one. Are being released into the USA without court dates. And some of these people, Kyle, are still being released COVID positive.
Again, it's absolutely unbelievable.
It's asinine. Let's do that.
Well, exactly. Exactly. When so many of us, Captain, are taking pretty extreme COVID precautions in our daily lives, when we're, you know, getting vaccinated, when our turn comes up to, and the eligibility comes up to be vaccinated, the United States is trying very hard to stop this pandemic. But it's the opposite of stopping the pandemic is having people come in and being released knowing that they're COVID positive, for example. And again, if you don't have a court date to talk about your asylum claim or something like that, I think you're pretty much then out of the system at that point, wouldn't you think?
Yes, I would think so. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, well. Now, the Democratic-run cities that slashed police funding are having an interesting dilemma right now, Kyle. They have a major uptick in crimes. Who would have thunk it?
You know, Captain, this is one of those things that, basic common sense or horse sense, as it's also called, just comes into play. It's absolutely, it's like a scientific experiment or something. It's like if you do this, you're going to get that. And we're replicating that experiment, most unfortunately, many times over with these different cities that decided that for political points or political purposes, they wanted to defund the police, as it were.
Yeah. And LJ saying good morning to us, so good morning back to LJ.
Now, yes, good morning, LJ. Yeah.
Now, Senator Charles Chucky Boy Schumer says he's going to propose a bill shortly to decriminalize marijuana.
Does this have any connection at all, Captain, with the fact that they had to let some people go out of the White House recently because they were found to have used marijuana and that's a federal thing?
It was a campaign promise, and it was on their platform, the Democrats' platform.
Right. But then, of course, it popped up that, wait a minute, didn't Kamala Harris brag about doing all that so forth? And so
sure
it just put them in a real sticky wicket, wouldn't you think, to be able to try to say, well, look, we're letting these staffers go, but, don't ask us about the vice president.
Well, speaking of letting people go, did you hear what the Wicked Witch of the West had to say yesterday about the State of the Union address?
What was that?
Well, when asked about the timing of President Biden's State of the Union address, Nancy Pelosi said, "That's all in the hands of one particular person," and then walked away.
Huh. Does she mean the president, I guess?
I'm not sure, because I don't think he's in charge of anything. As I've said before, I believe Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are part of a being ruled by committee type deal, which has got Barack Obama on it, Valerie Jarrett on it. And others.
Yeah, well, it kind of brings up the idea, Captain, of the constitutional monarchy. I mean, at what point does Biden making all these decisions? Who knows?
Yeah, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more on Captain's America Third Watch. And don't worry, we'll be back with more right here on your favorite station.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Now remember, in the times that we're living in, someone needs to give you a break. With Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your windshield when you tell me, moi, the captain, sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim, they'll come to your home or office to get the job done, and you'll get a lifetime warranty and $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement for you today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 put right in the palm of your hand when they finish putting that windshield in. Hey, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Now, see, you're serenading you're serenading LJ.
That's right. That's for LJ. Yeah.
Yeah. And LJ, you gotta get down here. It's 54 degrees right now, kiddo. Gonna be 50 by morning. Tomorrow morning's gonna be colder. It's gonna be in the 40s. But to the north of us, there's temperatures in the 30s and, certainly a hard freeze warning up there, when you hit the Florida-Georgia line and go north. Wow. And good morning to George, the Godfather. How you doing there, George? We saw him for lunch the other day over at Mission Barbecue.
Oh, very cool. Very nice.
Yeah, when are you coming down here?
Well, I just got to get the corporate jet fueled up, ready for wheels up.
Okay, all right. Get the corporate jet fueled up and come on down here and we'll go to lunch. Just like Chris Markowski, he may be coming this direction. We'll see.
Very cool.
Yeah,
very nice.
Yeah, we'll see. There's something that he might be coming this way for. Now, what would you say if I told you that AOC, the brightest bulb on the block when it comes to the Democrats, or so she thinks, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
She said $4 trillion is not enough for stimulus. Well, we need to have at least another $10 trillion.
Well, to that I would say, Captain, why is she stopping at 10? I mean, you know.
I was going to say, don't run out of ink and keep the paper handy so you can keep printing more money.
Well, exactly. There's just little numbers in the computer or something. But, you know, it's, you know, really, does she really have any idea at all what,
no.
what she's talking about? Yeah.
No, she's an affluent girl from Westchester County, born and brought up in a ritzy family, and then moved down into New York City, got a job as a bartender to try to play the part, and then answered an ad for an actress and wound up being a congresswoman.
Well, again...
And I'm not making that up, folks.
Well, that's right. Check it out. Yeah, yeah. But the whole thing of... Well, it's not spending enough. It's not spending enough. You know, part of the art of politics, Captain, is compromising some things or getting a little and giving a little, but to get a little, this kind of thing. And we've witnessed now the total destruction of all of what I guess you could call, for lack of a better term, normal political discourse in the Congress, in the American government, in our society. And so really what she's talking about is they just want to do it their way. And the far left, that's what they want. And they will squawk a lot more about this. You'll see. And it's going to make things even worse, I hate to say.
Now, you've heard a lot about Donald Trump and whether or not he's got any clout yet and whether or not his name attached to any type of political candidate can help, right?
Right, right.
Well, wait till you hear this one.
Mm-hmm.
A 4-week fundraising drive for an ex-Trump aide challenging an Ohio Republican senator underscores the powerful draw of the former president because of the money that was raised over the 4-week period.
Yeah, well, exactly right. I think that President Trump still is going to have a major, major impact. And it might be different, and I'm not very different, but it might be a different story a little bit if the Democrats, Joe Biden in particular, as president, if they weren't going so far to the extreme, what they're doing, they continue to give evidence that everything President Trump said that was going to come true is coming true, and President Trump's in a very good position to rally the cause of going against the Democrat agenda.
Yeah, now, folks, I'm going to mention a news story here, and it's a news story. I've been staying away from this until today because there's some good news to a really bad story, a really sick story, and I'm going to start with it right now. You ready, Kyle?
Yep.
A judge has halted the distribution of Lil Nas X's Satan shoes at the request of the shoe manufacturer and distributor, Nike. Now, isn't that a switch?
Well, it is. And Nike, what they've done is they've taken these so-called Satan shoes and they've built them onto a pair of Nike Air Max 97s. And so what Nike is talking about, and they're exactly right about this, as part of their complaint that they filed to try to stop all this, they're saying that there's already confusion, there's dilution, and the creation of what they call an erroneous association between MSCHF's products and Nike. And so they're worried about having boycotts against them and this kind of thing.
Well, they've already been threatened with all of that because of the human blood that's been dropped on each pair of sneakers.
Exactly. I mean, yeah,
which is sick.
It's sick stuff. It's absolutely sick stuff. But Nike is doing what it can to protect its own brand by somebody who's doing damage to it.
Now, here's the other thing, okay, and this is mind-boggling by itself. Do you know what the shoes were selling for?
I know it's over $1,000 or something like that.
$1,018 a pair, and get this, the buyers might not ever receive the $1,018 that they paid for the shoes for the advance order, because of the way this has been set up.
Well, I mean, this is one of those things where it's just bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre. And whether it's a publicity stunt or some other kind of thing like that, I mean, you know, there are better ways, but it's pretty screwed up. That's what it sounded like.
All right. And LJ, I'm glad to hear that you're headed to sunny Florida, because you need to get down here for some R&R and enjoy the nice weather. And by the way, We're talking baseball. Oh. Yeah, all right. Okay, here we go again. Speaking of baseball, Texas Rangers baseball. The team exec fired back at Joe Biden, who said it was a mistake to allow 100% capacity at the ballpark because the Texas Rangers are going to open up on the 5th in Texas, right there outside Dallas. 40,000-plus people in the stands.
Yes, very interesting. Well, I guess Joe Biden was going to call national Neanderthal alert or something, maybe? I don't know. Maybe this sounds more like the Neanderthal thinking.
Again, the two states that have done the best, that every other state should be looking at them for an example, are Florida and Texas, however you want to put them together, Florida and Texas. They've done very well. When everybody said, oh, you're going to die, the sky's going to fall, it's going to be terrible, there'll be people collapsing in the street. None of that happened. None of that happened because we remained open.
Well, exactly. And
we got that herd immunity, which, by the way, I think we've already got it based on what I keep seeing.
And I think you're right about that. Because, again, and it's going to be borne out here very, very soon. Well, here in Southern California, Captain, the Angel Stadium, the Big A,
yep.
I think was the first stadium to open up here in Southern California for a game. The Angels played last night. And to a crowd of about 15,000 people, I think.
Uh-oh, but what was the score?
It was 4-3, Angels.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
That's right.
All right, and actually, you know, I'm doing this wrong. Let me see, where is this? You know where I'm headed, I think. Let's see. Oh, here it is. Okay. Yeah, well, I'm doing this wrong. Let's see if I can get this going. Here we go.
Three out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, boy, it's root for the home team. If they don't win, it's the same. For it's one, two, three strikes, you are at the
Carrie. Oh, baseball season is here. I am so glad. Finally, baseball season is here. And just in time for this other music coming up in my ear. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Rolling along on a Friday morning. Having a good time. The weekend is here. And boy, I'm telling you, we'll take the cooler temperatures. No big deal. Stay low. And I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Testimony continued on day four of the murder trial of Derek Chauvin and the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Two paramedics called to the scene, including Derek Smith, explained to jurors what they saw.
In a living person, there should be a pulse there. I did not feel one. I suspected this patient to be dead.
Floyd's girlfriend, Courtney Ross, also took the stand and talked about the day they met at the Salvation Army where he worked.
This kind person just to come up to me and say, can I pray with you?
Chauvin is on trial after pinning his knee on Floyd's neck last May. His defense team made the case that Floyd's drug use and underlying health conditions led to his death. A train has derailed in eastern Taiwan after apparently hitting a truck, with at least four people feared dead and more than 20 injured. Rescuers are struggling to reach crushed carriages inside a tunnel. The train was carrying about 350 people. Rescuers are trying to bring the survivors to safety. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. Help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, Dan.
Hi, this is Brooke from Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, that's our little pal, Brooke, from Brooke Talks America. And she comes on the programs every other Tuesday, so make sure that you catch her when she's on the air. Always a lot of fun, always a lot of fun, and she knows her stuff. She's one of those gals that's paid a lot of attention to the political scene for quite a number of years, and we have quite a good gathering when people listen to her and I going back and forth. But anyway, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, AOC just also said something else that popped up here on the feed. You want to hear this?
Sure.
Separated families should get paid reparations.
I wonder what, yeah. Yeah, well, again, see, it's like she's trying to say stuff that's kind of like going to break through.
She's out of her mind.
Yeah.
I mean, God. Oh, well. Okay, well, let's continue on a rational form here. Mark Meadows, the former Trump chief of staff, remember him?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Wants to know why little Dr. Fauci isn't saying something about the COVID dangers along the border with all these illegals coming in.
Well, you know, that's a great question.
It is.
That's a great question because I thought that COVID-19 was like super dangerous, you know, that it was going to be something that, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, where the border is, doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what's going on. COVID-19 affects all of us. And so, yeah, the fact that he hasn't spoken out about it should tell us an awful lot about where he's coming from, a lot of this stuff.
And look at all the people that are jammed like sardines in those, quote, plastic cages.
Well, exactly. And you know, Captain, I mean, again, we're talking about people. We're talking about people here. So to have these kinds of conditions, especially when we know that COVID-19 has gone through so many different populations and so forth and so many different parts of the world, that we can't leave anything to chance like that. So there should, at the very least, be some kind of rigid protocol and something that ensures that, yes, even though somebody came across the border, that they are not being put in danger because of this inaction. I think it's terrible.
Now, I remember when they were talking about the metal cages that the people were in under Donald Trump. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
And those were
cages.
Yeah, those were Obama's cages, remember?
That's right. There was Obama's cages. Exactly.
Well, now you got the same cages with plastic over them.
Well, but now they're Biden's cages, you see. So now they got plastic over them, like you say.
So now it's different. So now they're okay because they're Biden cages with plastic.
I guess so.
Oh,
I mean, it seems so crazy. But the other thing, though, Captain, is that, again, a lot of the stuff that went against Trump was simply because the end goal was to get Trump out of office.
Now,
so this is different.
Some good news coming from Pfizer yesterday with their COVID-19 vaccine. It remains highly effective after 6 months, according to a new long-term survey done by the company monitoring many of the people that have gotten the shot.
Well, and that is good news. And we're going to get more data as this comes in. But, of course, it's going to take more months, of course, in order to get everybody vaccinated as the eligibility.
How are they trying to scare the bejesus out of everybody now with the word variant?
Well, of course, the variants are coming. That's right.
It's terrible. The vaccine won't work. Oh, you'll have to go get vaccinated all over again, vaccinated all over again. Really? Did you have to do that with polio? Did you have to do that with smallpox?
No.
Did you have to do that with chicken pox? Remember the booster shot you got?
That's right.
Of course you didn't. Jeez, man, give me a break.
Well, exactly. And, of course, now, even going on right now in France, they've got a three-week lockdown with a four-week, a stopping of local travel and so forth. And they're attributing that to a variant. But also, of course, I think Europe is pretty far behind the United States in terms of vaccinations. But this data that you're talking about, the 60%, staying potent, 6 months staying potent with the vaccine, that is going to, light up exactly if we do need to have more of these kinds of things. We will see.
Now, folks riding on airplanes dropped some 60% in 2020. Some good news this week was the fact that American Airlines is bringing back all of their routes.
Yes, exactly. I mean, the very fact, you know, and yes, you can electronically video conference when your business call and this kind of thing. But sometimes, Captain, especially if you're going somewhere to see your loved ones or this kind of thing, nothing beats or nothing comes, takes the place of actually going there. So we're seeing people start to do that again.
By the way, for my listeners up there in the Brooksville area and the Villages and Ocala and Wikiwachi and Homosassa Springs, I'm going to be doing a call-in today with my buddy JW up there on 99.9 WXJB about 6:10 or thereabouts.
Very cool.
Yep, so you'll be able to hear me over there. We're going to be doing a little conversing back and forth, similar to what you and I are doing right now. So I just heard from JW, and I'm always happy to help the young man out. He's a good guy, and he came over to the gun show I was at up there in Brooksville, and we've developed a friendship over the past several years. So there you go, one of the good guys in radio.
Very nice. Yes.
All right. Now, Apple CEO Tim Cook, you know about him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A blooming liberal, right?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
He's also now ripped the Georgia election bill, but guess what?
What's that?
He's getting nailed for being quiet about China.
You know, Captain, one of the things that is so important in life is being consistent, consistently condemning violence, consistently condemning lawlessness, so this kind of thing. So when you see it happen from whatever group is doing it, you're always consistently, you know, condemning it. But when we have the very obvious things going on in China, unfortunately, you have a lot of prominent people, whether in business or entertainment even, they're pretty silent about that. But yes, people are now focusing in on Georgia, along with the president. They're closing the voting booths early now, all those kinds of, that kind of misinformation, because they don't like what's actually going on. They don't want to have rules set up or enforced for voting to make sure that there's integrity to the elections. And so that's why they're pulling out all the stops.
Yeah, and Delta was another company that their CEO came out and said that they didn't that the Georgia election law didn't represent their values, and they weren't supporting it either. You know, you've got, let's see, you've got Coca-Cola, you've got Apple, and you got Delta all talking about how bad the election law is, but none of them are telling the truth about the election law because they're all basing it on a false narrative. And people need to understand that you're being lied to by Joe Biden and company, because what they're saying isn't true. Oh, you can't get water if you're standing in a line. You'll be able to, you'll die because you can't get water. Here's the deal. You can get water. You just can't get water that's got Vote for Charlie on it, or Democrat or Republican on it, or somebody walks up with a campaign shirt on. It's got to be a private individual that has no markings at all, that's political, or it could even be the people that work for the elections office that could be handing it to you along the route if there's a big long line out there, okay?
Well, sure.
That
exactly.
Makes sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. And then they talk about, oh, they're going to close the polls early. Oh, you won't be able to vote. It's going to be voter suppression. Oh, it's terrible. Oh, they're going to shut down. You won't be able to vote when you get out of work. How does polls being open from 6 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night make it any shorter to vote? What are you going to do, vote till midnight?
Well, but if they close to midnight, you might hear somebody say, well, why can't they stay open until 3 o'clock in the morning?
Or 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's right, because we got to get every vote in. And, of course, we want to get every vote in.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, but when you live in a society, you also have some responsibility to,
yep.
and most employers will let you go vote in
yep.
most cases.
Yeah, and some people even pay you to go vote. They'll let you stay on the clock to go do it. Now, here's the thing, okay? These people are just thinking that we're the dumbest people on the planet Earth. They're trying to slide this stuff through there. It's just not true, folks. If you don't believe me, go read the damn law. Go read the bill, and you'll find out. By the way, I started to read it yesterday, and I was amazed by some of the really great things that are in there. Sounded like you listened to Florida, Kyle.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yeah, buddy. And it's our pal Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia Way. Double D Ranch. And they're up right about now getting ready to go out there and do their stuff in the horse barn there because they've got a stable and they teach horseback riding and they also do the Western and Equestrian thing there, too. And they're just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, it is time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Now, pull on in there when you see the big old Pilot or Flying J and get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Just tell them you were listening to me, the captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch. That's the key word, and you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. But if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, join it. You'll get points for getting food. You'll get points for getting fuel. You get points for buying stuff in the trucker store, and you can use that all come Christmas time to save a bunch of money. Or you can go in the store, the catalog store, and start ordering stuff, whatever you want to do. By the way, George just sent me a message here. The Godfather, and he says, my family in Italy are on lockdown. Spoke to him a few days ago. Well, I was aware that that was going on over there, George, and that's a shame. That's a real shame. So there you go. Okay, now it is time for another one of our classics, because tonight's Prince Night. I'm saying that for a reason. Here you go. what, Kyle, he died too soon, didn't he?
He really did. He was prolific and one of a kind, no doubt about it.
Yep. And they always had a good time when they were dancing around doing the stuff they were doing, and that's really neat. So happy to be able to go back in time a little bit and bring a little nostalgia. You know, I wish it was 1999 again. I might do a couple things different, and maybe I wouldn't have got caught up where I got caught up on September 11, 2001. Oh, boy. Yeah. Anyway, let me read this and get going because things have kind of dwindled on your end, but over where I'm at, it's picking up. So we've got a broad surface high pressure system, which is going to provide mainly fair weather across the lower 48 states through the weekend. Elevated to critical fire weather conditions will continue across much of the northern plains on Friday. Record-breaking cold temperatures, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, will remain spread all over areas from the lower Mississippi Valley up through the northeast, down into the panhandle of Florida, parts of Florida. You're going to break some temperatures tonight and especially tomorrow. And then warm temperatures will be found across the western and central states. So take it away with what's going on. Say, bring us up there through the Dakotas.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, I feel kind of like the Maytag repairman tonight. But yes, in South Dakota, this coming across I-90 near a wall in Rapid City, going up through Sturgis, as a matter of fact, you've got a fire weather warning that dips down into Nebraska. That's going to be near Ogallala as you come across I-80. And then also in the southeastern part of Nebraska, we've got a fire weather watch. This is going to encompass Omaha, Lincoln, and Kearney, as well as Columbus. But again, if you're coming across I-80 through Nebraska, you'll have that fire weather watch tonight.
All right, well, here we go. We're going to start with I-70. So I-70, I-64, starting from Missouri and on down into Arkansas and the northern part of Louisiana, and then I-40 and I-20. And all the way down to I-10. Now, I-10, you'll pick up the cold weather starting around New Orleans, all the way across the panhandle. You're going to have a frost warning, but temperatures are going to be near 32 degrees coming across there, so be advised of that. And by the way, over in Daytona Beach on down towards Melbourne, we've got a fire weather warning threat right there this morning for dry conditions over there. And going up I-95 all the way up into Jersey, you're going to have really cold temperatures. Going up I-81, terrible cold temperatures. As LJ said, it's 21 degrees in Indiana. Well, some of these temperatures we're talking about are going to be below that. And then there's a wind to boot on top of that. And, Kyle, some of these areas across the southeast, there's flooding going on there. And I even see a couple areas where it's purple that tells me it's not a watch, it's a warning.
Yes, as a matter of fact, yes.
Kentucky in particular, Tennessee in particular. All right, well, tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And have a good Friday, and we'll be on the weekend show tonight.
See you then.
All right, that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Okay, drifting on over here, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
You know, and by the way, I don't know if you're up on this, but we had a train crash as we were coming on the air in Taiwan. Mm-hmm. Last I knew, they had 34 confirmed dead. I'm sure that toll's gone up. 350 people on the train. It happened in a tunnel, and apparently a truck that was parked close to the tracks rolled into the path of the train.
Correct. I think there's 70 or so that are injured. So that's a tough one.
Yeah, and it's very unusual in Taiwan that they'd have a train crash. And at a tunnel, that's one of the worst places to be because I can only imagine how twisted that wreckage is in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Yeah. And then again, my mind went right away to sabotage. That's where my mind went because it is Taiwan and all the troubles they're having. But who knows? I guess we'll find out about it eventually. Okay. Well, very quickly, because we'll mention this just to get it out of the way. George Floyd's girlfriend gave testimony yesterday, very emotional, about their drug use and the fact that he was in a hospital confined for a week or so before this incident happened with him. We know that he had a fatal amount of fentanyl in his system.
Correct.
And we made the comment earlier that had he just driven away, not been stopped by the police, he probably would have collapsed behind the wheel of the vehicle.
That's a possibility, but still, I would say that Chauvin, he had a duty to, once he was, you know, in some kind of physical health distress, he had a duty to, you know, render some assistance and failed to do that.
Yeah, and again, I've seen all the videos, I'm sure you have too. He was doing the procedure, that's true, but when the fellow was in distress and he started to foam at the mouth, especially the foaming at the mouth, that's a sign of a medical situation. You've got to do something.
Correct.
Yep, so we'll see what happens, but I still do not think he's going to get convicted of murder. I believe it'll be manslaughter, and that's going to set off the fires and the riots and all that, and here we go again.
Well, we shall see. They had paramedics that were called to the scene.
Yep.
Testify, so it's going to get crazy.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Oh, by the way, when we come back, we're going to be talking more about the border down there because... AOC has chimed in. She wants reparations for the people on the border. Reparations. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.